It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
It is.
It's on the bell.
Time.
He is the good news.
Not necessarily the news midweek installment where we consistently search to find the answer to what the heck is going on out there.
Nobody knows.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, okay. What happened?
Let's find out what happened.
Not necessarily the news.
Hello.
Hank Facebook Livers watching what you're hearing on Hank Facebook Live. Yeah, so what is happening out there? And yesterday, kind of out of nowhere, Congress shared footage of a UFO appearing to survive a direct hit from a U.S. missile.
Fabulous.
A U.S. Hellfire missile that, to their knowledge, has never, like, done what it did on this camera footage.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to decimate absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, bounced right off of it. It's kind of grainy and everything like that. So they're saying, experts, that this is conclusive evidence of UFOs. The White House says this is conclusive evidence that the Epstein files don't exist.
MAGA!
So that's pretty much, yeah, look over here.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
And we'll find out. Could be a spy balloon. We like those.
So it is a strange time to be alive. A former Playboy businessman is now leading the United States. So could Ireland's future lie in the hands of a prize fighter? Conor McGregor has been toying with the idea of running for president of the Emerald Isle. And some folks are on board with the idea, namely one Elon Musk, who tweeted out his support and is encouraging him to save Ireland. Conor put on a suit and did a little commercial encouraging fans to consider his bid for office.
Bet that went well.
Yeah, he'll need all the help he can get. Vegas odds give him just a 2% chance of winning. But it's something, you know?
If there's any country that could pull this off,
Elon Musk.
It's Ireland there. It came out yesterday as the news that Americans use a recorded 132 trillion megabytes of mobile data. Just last year, that is a new record. So you're roaming. If you're an Apple fanatic, they announced 8 new products, including AirPods that actually fit into your head.
That's fine.
Novel. iPhone 17, though, was the big thing, and that was unveiled. It will Pro Max. It's only over $1,000. That's just, you know what it's going to be.
Yeah,
it's the same thing all the time, everything. Hits stores September 19th, so 9 days away. And then they also, the one big change was the iPhone 17 Air. It is the thinnest, skinniest iPhone ever. So, yeah. Ozempic is getting everything. Yeah, that's pretty much. Also, by the way, so it'll come out September 19th. Meanwhile, the iPhone 18 launch is scheduled for the day after you buy the 17.
So, well, that's convenient. Yeah.
Right there.
And when in doubt, just add a comma to the price.
Mm-hmm.
It's very convenient. Yeah. Sad day for Jordan Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of one Bill Belichick. Yeah, her boyfriend, he may not be making her as much money as she anticipated, which is very unfortunate. Those trademark applications that she put in for phrases like ignore the noise, no days off, and do your job were all shot down by the U.S. Patent Office.
Mm.
Apparently, another brand called the New England Patriots already had them on hold.
Yeah, they're a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely relationship.
TCU also stopped them. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oddly, a Dancing with the Stars update. Hilaria Baldwin is one of these stars that will be competing. This kicks off in a couple of weeks on ABC. Reports are Alec Baldwin, while Hilaria goes off to do her dancing thing, is freaking out because they've got like the 7 kids.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, he has like 60,000 Baldwin brothers. They could help out maybe or something like that. And then also, Dancing with a Star actual dancer, Jenna Johnson, says her dance partner, Corey Feldman, has not met up with her since the cast announcement and has been skipping rehearsals for the show.
Corey, what has he been doing?
being Corey Feldman. For some reason, he's still alive. Bless his heart. Go Goonies, never say die.
Well, congratulations. Was it Uncle Milton from the Cracker Barrel?
No, is Uncle Herschel.
Uncle, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I apologize.
That's egregious. Regis.
Sorry. Well, either way, I missed him. I know. My memory's short.
Okay.
He's going to be doing his thing once again. Cracker Barrel halting all those store remodels because of the backlash regarding that logo change.
Yeah.
You know, the CEO had said everybody wants a glow up for the Cracker Barrels. Mm. And they're saying no. Uh-uh. If a location has not been remodeled, it will not be in the future. Tested the new store design in 4 of its 660 locations.
There you go.
Of course, you remember all the controversy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we had
was no barrel.
Uncle Herschel on.
I know. And I'm sorry I called you Milton.
I love you. Well, that's okay. That's okay. It's neat that Cracker Barrel seemed to hear everybody.
Huh?
I said, hear everybody.
Huh? What's that?
That's fine, Uncle. Uncle Herschel, ladies and gentlemen. In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. And now you can see it 24 hours a day. There's now a 24/7 Law and Order channel that has launched on your various televisions, streaming services, and the like. Just in case you can't catch Law and Order or Law and Order SVU, Law and Order Criminal Intent, Trial by Jury, Conviction, Law and Order LA, Law and Order True Crime, Law and Order Organized Crime, and that doesn't include the Law and Order TV spinoff Exiled, as well as Law and Order France, Law and Order Russia, Department of Field Investigation. If you can't catch any of those, 24 hours.
Hank FM,
we'll be here.
Thank you for listening.
I'm lightheaded.